The second element of the welfare state, as we know it, is the National Health Service. And that was created by Nye Bevan, or Aneurin Bevan, a Welsh miner, trade union leader, Ebervale MP from 29 to 1960. Everybody says, I still see it written down, that the National Health Service emerges from the Beveridge reforms, but it doesn't. Beveridge was about insurance. You and I take insurance out, we get our little stamps, and if we had a health service based upon that, you'd have to have your 10 stamps and then you can have your appendix operation. You can't have it with 9. You know, you'd be on a system which entitled you to certain things when you'd actually effectively bought them through insurance. That's not what was created. In 1946, Aneurin Bevan created a National Health Service that was more nationalised than ever envisaged before, and where almost all, there was a small fraction, but nearly all the money came from taxation. It wasn't you having insurance rights, it was you having the right at point of need to be treated. And the National Health Service, in many ways, is the one that can be least tampered with. National insurance has been changed and messed around many times. But every time a Prime Minister has tried to attack the National Health Service, and Margaret Thatcher tried to do it in the 80s, and I believe Mr Cameron is trying to do it now, they've had to back off, because it's the coping stone. It's the one certainty that you have a right to some sort of provision. And it's probably the lasting achievement of somebody like Nye Bevan.